Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something awakens imagination, empowers storytellers, and connects the Missoula community through the transformative power of personal storytelling. It is a celebration of each other, our stories, and how we move through the world together. All of the stories at Tell Us Something are true. Stories last for 10 minutes and are told from memory. Everyone is welcome to tell a story. The Missoula community comes together for a night of true personal stories, shared live, focused on a theme. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This episode of the Tell Us Something podcast was recorded in front of a live audience on September 11th, 2015, at the Denison Theater at the University of Montana in Missoula, Montana, as part of the Montana Book Festival. There was no theme for this event. This episode comes to us from Josh Slotnick and is titled Smoke and Fall Gone. Thank you for listening.
Hello. How you doing?
Good, good. I'm very glad to be here. Those were incredible stories. It's a lot to follow all that. So I'm a vegetable farmer. Did farm work all day today. I'm going to race off right after this story and get trucks loaded for market. It's who I am. And as a vegetable farmer, seasonality is really important. Seasonality isn't just aesthetic. It's kind of like a combination between an alarm clock and a planner and your phone. It lets you know what you're supposed to do. So if you know where you are in the season, and each season has at least three distinct parts, right? So if you know where you are during the year, and you know where you are literally, geographically, you know what to do. Seasonality is implacable. It's predictable, reliable, and non-negotiable. It just is. It's certainty. And to have that certainty and know where you are in the year and know where you are on the earth is being really grounded. Well, we are on the cusp of fall, right? As a vegetable farmer, fall is really special. And it's not just harvest season. We've been harvesting since June. Fall is special in that at this point, all the fussing is over. All the battles have been won and lost. Right now, all we're doing is harvesting. And what we're harvesting holds the weight of the whole year. All the sun and irrigation water and sweat and fussing and fussing and fussing. Now it's transformed into the pound weight of the reel, carrying 40-pound sacks of onions, big boxes of winter squash. All that weight, that's fall. Now add to that this sweet of the year. Add to that the weather. And then it gets kind of romantic and aesthetic. In springtime, if you look, mostly farming, we're looking down. But in springtime, if you look up, there are these big volatile clouds and a wispy, active sky. Summertime, it's this heat haze, yellowness of heat. But in fall, when you look up, it's clarity. You could see it today. Wasn't today just like the most beautiful day? And we get like 10 of these a year. That edge of the hills against the blue sky looks like it was cut by an X-Acto knife. And the blue is bottomless as any ocean. And the weather, right? In the morning, this morning I started off in a sweatshirt and rain pants, walking through wet greens. And by afternoon, it's t-shirt and shorts. It is the sweet of the year. So this story begins in 2000. And it's the end of summer, about an arm's length from fall. I am in the thick, in full-on family mode. I have three children, and in 2000, they were 7, 4, and 1. And our lives were full of making food and cleaning up the mess, and diapers, and a dirty table, and holding hands to go get the mail, and this crazy chaos of love and beauty and exhaustion. And at the time, it felt like that's just what life was. I'd arrived at a certain spot. This was it now. And this was how it would be. These young beings all around me, kind of shiny and golden, and they would be there for always, and I would always be that tired. So that summer, I was at Farmer's Market. It was a Tuesday night. And just to give you a little background on that summer, we'd had a dry spring, really dry. Dry as this year. And then strings of 90-degree days. And then a handful of 100-degree days. And there it was on a Tuesday night farmer's market. And this dates it so long ago. It was so busy at a Tuesday night farmer's market, I had to have a helper. Would never happen now. We have too many farmer's markets. We're taking money and handing vegetables over about as fast as you can go. And all of a sudden, we hear this roar. So loud that for a moment, we just have to stand there quietly. And the person next to me says, "They're here. The Hell's Angels. They'd come to Missoula for their summer run. Hundreds of outlaw bikers come rolling through Missoula, right through downtown, down Broadway, in this deafening roar on a hot, hot summer night. And they were on their way to Marshall Mountain. That same night, a hot, hot night, somebody's driving down Highway 90, and they toss out a cigarette, and it hits dry grass and burns a swath, racing right up to the peace sign. Way back then, we had a peace sign in the North Hills. It was on a billboard way bigger than a billboard. It was like for radar or something. Fire burning peace, and the Hell's Angels rolling into town. And a couple nights later, downtown packed again. It wasn't just Hell's Angels. They actually weren't there. They were up at Marshall Mountain. Our downtown was full of boyishly faced rent-a-cops from Utah in full riot gear. And people who came to Western Montana for the Rainbow Gathering, the Rainbow people were here too. Downtown's choked full of Rainbow people, rent-a-cops from Utah, and college students, all waiting to catch a glimpse of outlaw bikers who had the great sense just to not come. They stayed up at Marshall Mountain. A girl sitting on a tailgate of a truck rolling down Higgins at about 2 a.m, and she falls off, hits her head, and her friends rush in to find out what happened to help. And the rent-a-cops in face shields and big shields and batons, they run in, and then kind of like that cigarette tossed, somebody says something incendiary, and pretty soon there's batons being whacked and handcuffs and kids thrown down. And we had a little mini riot right here in Missoula on a hot, hot summer night. And a couple days later, the Bitterroots went up in flame. And smoke pushed into our valley like somebody blowing air into a balloon. You couldn't see the North Hills. You couldn't see the South Hills. Jumbo and Sentinel went away. Blue Mountain, Black Mountain, it's all gone. Missoula looked like a gray day in Iowa. And I thought, all right, fall, right? Fall's coming. But fall didn't come. Not for a while. Smoke ate fall. And instead of that crisp air that I was talking about, and the beautiful weather and the pound weight of the reel, instead we just had sticky heat and that smoke that catches in your lungs. And I remember trying to add this up in my head, thinking, all right, okay, it's not that the mechanics of the universe are broken. This was just Y2K, right? This was like a 100-year flood. I mean, how often would we have the Hell's Angels, the Rainbow People, Utah rent-a-cops, and everything burning, right? This was a very rare event, and life was going to go on. Things would be all right. And then we had smoke again in 2003. And then in 2007. And I remember trying to add this up with a friend. Well, okay, so maybe it's not that everything's broken. Maybe there's some kind of logic to it. It's like an every other prime number thing. It's like a Fibonacci sequence of smoke or something. But then we skipped 2011. And then we had smoke again in 2012. But in 2012, it lasted for like 6 weeks. It completely ate fall right up to the end of September. It made runny-nosed flatlanders out of all of us.
And then again a couple weeks ago. I'm sure you all remember how bad it was. So 2 weeks ago, I was on my knees in the potatoes at about 6 in the evening, getting the last bit of potatoes for farmer's market. And there's workers, it's a swirl of stuff. I'm right there by myself, and ash is lightly falling. It's so smoky, you can't see jumbo, you can't see anything. And the 4-year-old from 2000, she's in the house. She's 19, and she's packing to leave. And I'm overwhelmed all at once, thinking, man, did I make a mistake back then? And it's too late. And it's not in parenting. She's a freaking rock star. It's that back then when they were shiny and golden and all around me for always, I didn't stop and call it out. And I think kind of like fall, the mistake I made was not answering this obligation that when the present is so rich and so powerful that you want to drink it in, we should do just that. Drink it in and stop and call it out for what it is. And I missed that. But I did it today on a beautiful fall day. And I think it isn't just when things are so beautiful and so rich. It can also be when they're so powerful that they're not good. It's almost as if adaptability is our curse, where we could just get used to fall going away, our children leaving. We shouldn't be that adaptable. We should call things out when they're powerful and rich. And the next time the smoke comes back, we should say it's not acceptable. And the next time I have all my children all around me, I'll call it out too. Thanks.
Tell Us Something is proud to be fiscally sponsored by the Missoula Community Foundation, a 501c3 organization. Missoula Community Foundation has been providing leadership to Missoula nonprofits and inspiring long-term philanthropy in Missoula since 2007. For the good of Missoula, forever. MissoulaCommunityFoundation.org. Thank you for your support of live storytelling and local art. Our title sponsor, the bookstore at the University of Montana. A local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. Montana Book Festival, a celebration of the written word. MontanaBookFestival.org. Haley Faust. Haley Faust is a graphic and media designer based in the heart of the Rocky Mountains. From concept to final design launch, Haley puts her heart and soul into your design project. HaleyFaust.com. Zoo City Apparel, custom screen printing. ZooCityApparel.BigCartel.com. Thanks to Cash for Drunkers, who provided the music for the podcast. Find them at CashForDrunkersMusic.com. Rock and Rudy's, your source for the best music, gifts, and more. Great music, great people. RockandRudy's.com. Podcast production by Nathan Zavolny of Missoula Soundworks, MissoulaSoundworks.com. And thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcasts, and to the storytellers, Karen McNenny, Chris Latray, Susan Maruka, and Josh Slotnick. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. Check the website to find out how you can tell your own story and to learn about the themes for 2016. TellUsSomething.org.